Tonight, from the Pasadena Community Playhouse, Pasadena, California, we bring you Bob Hope and his guests, Brenda and Tobina.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob broadcasting as the Pasadena Playhouse Hope. Well, here I am in Pasadena. Pasadena, that's Ovaltine spelled backwards. That just means it's restful here, that's all. It's wonderful to be in Pasadena again. I was here for the Rose Bowl game, and I just dropped back to look for my fenders. But I like it here. Pasadena is such a quiet town. In fact, it's so quiet, after 9 o'clock at night, they make you wear a vest to muffle your heart murmur. Yes, sir, this is really a quiet town. I've heard if you drink a 7-Up here, they have a special bus that takes you to Glendale to burp. You get a flat tire here, you have to get out, run alongside with your finger in it, and wait till you get to Monrovia before you let the air out. But it's healthful here. The people live to be very old in this town. I know, because they have the only public library in America with adrenaline on tap. One guy here is so old, he's only been to see the Outlaw twice. The Outlaw, that's Forever Amber with horses. But Pasadena is famous for flowers. Really, there's such a sweet scent in the air around here. I was in town 3 hours before anybody could tell it. You really see a lot of flowers. There's so many, the bees around here have to carry extra fuel tanks. But I'm quite a flower lover myself. For 2 hours today, I stood on Colorado Street admiring the stems. But it's wonderful. But it's wonderful planting things in California. Where else can you plant a little acacia tree and 3 months later have it blow over and cave in your roof? And the ground here in California is really fertile. Yesterday I dropped a pencil, and before I could pick it up, it was an oak tree with a family from Oklahoma living in the top branch. We've really got rich ground out here in California. In fact, this is the only place I ever saw a gopher wearing mink. I'm becoming a typical California farmer. California farmer, that's the guy who sits up all winter with smudge pots so the oranges will look good in the spring as they float out to sea. And I've been working very hard in my own garden lately. Yesterday I sprayed 3 rows of petunias and sprayed 4 rows of iris, and I sprayed 5 rows of carnations, then I had to quit. My lips got tired. They told me I should plant some bulbs. I don't know whether I planted the right kind or not, but I've got the only garden in the world that lights up during electrical storms. But there's one man on this program who's completely at home here in Pasadena in the ritzy social world. A man who, when asked by the hostess, will you have the caviar, the blancmange glacé, or the patty de foie gras, or rôtisserie, always smiles and replies in cultured tones,
"What's the matter, you crazy or something?"
Professor Colonna, how are you, Brush?
Why, I'm ripping, Hope.
Ripping? Really? How come?
Laundry shrunk my shorts.
Colonna, I understand you're a Pasadena society man.
Ah, yes, Hope. It was my destiny to wind up with the cream.
It was destiny that you end up with the cream, Colonna. How come?
Well, I was born in a milk bottle and I just came to the top, that's all. But really, Hope, I only travel with the best. Do you know who I go boating with?
The Earl of Nottingham on the Thames?
No, the Lord of Eagle Rock on the Royal Seacore.
You know, Colonna, an imbecile could make good use of your brain.
Okay, Hope, but have it back by Thursday.
Tell me, Professor, now that you're in society, when you're drinking a cup of tea, how do you manage to bend your little finger?
Oh, it's easy, Hope. I just pretend I'm holding a pool cue.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yes, but it doesn't always work out. At Lady Verde Fair's party the other night, I got absent-minded and shot the lemon in the side pocket.
Well, Colon, have you attended any social events here in Pasadena?
Why, of course. Why, I visited a debutante only last night, Hope.
A debutante, huh? Did she come out, Colon?
No, she couldn't come out, Hope.
Why not?
No leash.
That's a shame. Think of the fun you could have had teaching her to jump through that hole in your head.
She's not my true love, though. I'm really in love with a Pasadena girl who doesn't care for me. She walked out on me today and went to Palm Springs. If I could just sing it to her over the radio, I know I could break her heart.
Well, okay, Professor, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm.
Hello? Yes? Again, to smithereens, you say?
Colonna, did you break her heart in Palm Springs?
No, but I shattered a plate glass window in Seattle.
Thank you very
much. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I said that I had spring fever, but I know it is not a parade. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, and I begin a nightingale without a song to sing. So why should I have a suffering fever when it is a dear and not a parade? Keep wishing I were someone else, walking down a strange nursery, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I have yet to meet.
Ah, there you are. Have I met you somewhere before? Tourist.
As busy as a spider spinning a daydream, I am as giddy as a baby on a swing.
Wee.
I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing.
Ah, but I feel so gay in a very tall way.
And I know that it might as well be spring. It might as well be. It might as well be spring.
It could be winter, summer, autumn, or most any other thing.
So it might as well be a safari.
Just a sittin' and rockin' all day. I don't go out walkin'. I ain't for no talkin'. My baby's done left me. Just a sittin' and rockin'. If I had been schemin' instead of just dreamin', she'd never have left me. Just a sittin' and rockin'. Sittin' all day without holding my baby. I'm such a lonely papa. And if she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my papa. Now if I don't find her, I hope you'll remind her that I'm staying where she left me. Just a sittin' and rockin' all day.
Thank you.
sitting all day without holding my baby. I'm such a lonely papa. And if she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my topper. Now if I don't find her, I hope you remind her that it's staying where she left me. Just a sitting and a rocking all day. Just a sitting and a rocking all day.
It's Pat the Flankster. Come on, Pat. Francis Langford's back and Sunburn's got it. Look at that, huh? That was Skinny Ennis, you know, singing Sittin' and a Rockin', dedicated to my relatives. Well, welcome home from Florida, Francis.
Thanks, Bob. I'm sorry I missed last week's show.
Oh, that's all right, Francis. You'll get paid anyway.
Gee, and I thought the sun was strong in Florida.
We've had lots of it here, Francis, up to our knees.
Well, Bob, it was nice of you to let me visit my folks on their farm and rest for a couple of weeks, and I want to thank you very much. It was really very
sweet. Skip that. Where's the pound of butter? Francis, we're really happy that you got back for our show here in Pasadena.
Oh, I am too, Bob. Gee, Pasadena's a ritzy town, isn't it?
I'll say, Francis, so ritzy the fire department uses nothing but nylon hose.
By the way, Bob, is your nephew here in school in Pasadena?
Well, no, Francis, they expelled him. They found out he was born with only a silver spoon in his mouth. Let's do a little scene about society kids getting out of school, all right? Here's a kid. A couple of society kids after school. Hit it, boy.
Onesie, twosie, I love you. Z, twosie, threesie, kiss me, easy, F.
Well, Reggie, school's over for another day. Let's go home.
Francine, are you losing your mind? Don't walk out with those common children. Jeeves?
Yes, Master.
Piggyback us down the stairs. Jeeves, the exit is over on the right. Why do you keep going left?
Well, it's not my fault, Master. You're using the wrong spur.
Oh, poodles.
Reggie, how come you're back in school? I thought you had a woman tutor at home.
A woman? I did, but Mother let her go.
She let her go?
Yes, Father wanted to do all the homework.
Oh, look, Reggie. There goes that teacher you don't like.
So it is. Jeeves?
Yes, Master.
Dampen my spitball for me.
Oh, look, Reggie. Here comes another little boy over here. Does he know you?
Hiya, Stinky.
He knows you.
Hiya, Francine. Can I carry your books home from school?
Beat it. This is my girl.
Oh, your mother's buckle stretcher.
Ah, your Aunt Fanny's foot warmer.
Oh, let's not argue. Come on. Let's play marbles.
Can't. I lost my marbles.
I know, but I mean the kind you shoot.
Come, Reggie. Let us be on our way.
Okay.
Gee, why don't you come with me? I'll carve your initials in the tree.
I know, but it's more fun with Reggie. He can do it without a knife.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let you go with Reggie.
Let loose of her armor. You'll be sorry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stop. I've had enough.
You sure? You sure you've had enough?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Francis, let him up.
My love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, play. I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love. You may do what you may, whatever you say. You know I'll always love you this way. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are my sweetheart in dreams it seems. Sweetheart of all my dreams.
Pasadena Playhouse,
yes,
the famous theatrical incubator for Hollywood talent. It was here that Hopalong Cassidy learned to hop. It was here that Nelson Eddy first mixed the batter for his shortening bread. And it was here that Ray Milland pulled the cork out of his first bottle. And while such stars as these were being groomed for Hollywood, our hero, Bob Hope, was still in Cleveland, wiggling his way off a meat hook. But tonight, Bob Hope realizes one of the ambitions of his life, to produce his own play. This is a sequel to the movie The Outlaw called Jane Russell's Back. Or wait, I'll get my hat and go with you. And now we find Bob on his way to have his play produced.
Ah, here's the manager's office. He'll be glad to read my new play, I know. Well, here goes. I have a new... Did I say we don't want any? Well, Ola, you're the manager of the Pasadena Playhouse. I want to talk to you about a play I've written. Just radio. I'll give it back to them as soon as we get through.
If it's still here.
You can get 8 to 5, we blow the joint up, I know that. You're the manager of the Pasadena Playhouse. I want to talk to you about a play I've written.
All right, but I'm warning you, I'm in a bad mood, Hope. I've been on the phone for 3 hours.
You've been on the phone for 3 hours? How come, Colonna?
Cleaning woman left it in my chair.
Colonna, what famous plays have you ever produced?
Have you ever heard of Tobacco Road?
Did you produce Tobacco Road, Colonna?
Well, not exactly. I designed the cuspidors.
Colonna, you're driving me to an early grave.
Good, now buy the gas.
Colonna, tell me, what plays have you made recently?
Oh, come now, Hope. Do I pry into your personal life?
Say, Hope, what's your play about?
Well, it's a Western play, Colonna. Have you seen that new film, The Outlaw?
Well, my eyes don't pop out like this from wearing tight shoes.
Hey, Mr. Colonna, there's a couple of girls in your outer office. They want to act in your next play.
Gee, I wonder who these two aspiring actresses can be. Who knows? They may be the next Betty Grable and Lana Turner.
Brenda, what is it, Copina?
Here we are at the Pasadena Playhouse. Do you think I'll get the part?
Which part are you talking about, Covini? You got so many of them missing. Oh, but we should be sensational on the stage since we've developed these smooth voices.
Well, they should be smooth by now. We've been gargling enough Jergens lotion.
You know, Brenda, I ain't so bad looking. I have to admit, you look like a real movie star, Cabina.
You really think I look like a movie star?
Sure. Tell me, are those sunglasses you're wearing, or did you comb your eyebrows down?
Oh, but perhaps I do need a little touching up. Pardon me while I make myself beautiful.
Okay, I'll read a couple of novels. Gee, just think, Cabina, maybe they'll discover us here, and I'll replace a Hollywood star.
Oh, don't be silly, Brenda. I told you 1,000 times, Lassie still has a few good years left in it.
Maybe so, but Trigger ain't getting any younger. Cabina, help me make up my face.
Okay. Here's your lipstick, Brenda. And here's your lip.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I loaned them to you for that double date last night.
Oh, gee, I hope Bobsy likes my dress. Brenda, I think I hear a man coming.
No, I think it's a woman. I tell you,
it's a man.
It's a woman.
It's a man.
Hello, girls.
Well, what do you know, Brenda? We're both wrong.
Hello.
Oh, I bet you didn't expect us, did you, Bobsy?
Well, no, I didn't put the ice card out.
Oh, we want to act in your new play. But before we start, are you the type of producer that makes passes at the girls?
Of course not.
Then you got to pay us a salary.
Professor Colonna is the producer here, girls. Now let's go in his office and I'll see what I can do for you. Professor, I want to introduce you to Brendan Cabina. They just came over to see you from Eagle Rock.
Well, quick, put them back under it.
Well, Colonna, do you think you can use them in the cast of The Outlaw?
I don't know, Hope. I just thought of the medium-sized saddle.
These girls will take any parts you give them, Professor.
Good. I want Brenda to play the shutter.
Brenda, play a man?
Why not? We can pretty her up.
Pretty me up? Gee whiz, don't you think I look like Lana Turner?
Well, not exactly. You look more like her sister, Stomach Turner.